when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, gang, we're off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Glad you're with us. Yikes! Been another one of those weeks, hasn't it, huh? Yeah, we're not going to talk about any of that, because I don't want to be depressing. This is happy music. That's what they say, happy music for happy people. Isn't that a thing? I think that's a thing. Anyway, I got a stack of polka records here. Maybe I got some more of the oddballs that you don't hear from very often, because a couple of weeks back, my grandson dug out the records that I use for the show, and he pulled out a bunch of records I normally never touch. And so I kind of kept going in that direction to pull out some records we haven't heard for a long time. So let's see how it works out, shall we? Starting right off with a good dirty record. And no, I don't mean it's a dirty record. I mean it's a record that's kind of grungy and, you know, adds to that authentic phonograph record sound. Here's Joe Rishitar and the orchestra. This is the Scotch and Soda Polka to get us rolling this week.
Scotch and soda, we're gonna have a ball tonight. Let's everybody sing together. Hey, the gang's all here. Who cares what time it is? Golly, oh gee, oh whiz, we're having scotch and soda. Soda, for the gang's all here tonight. Come on and have a scotch and soda. We're gonna have a ball tonight. Let's everybody sing together. Hail the gang's all here. Who cares what time it is? Golly, oh gee, oh whiz, we're having scotch and soda.
Joe Rishitar, the orchestra there. Scotch and Soda Polka got us rolling for another week here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Ah, yeah, glad you're along with us. How are things doing here in northern Minnesota? It's raining today, which is odd after, complaining about the snow. But now they're talking the next couple of days. Ice storm, ice and sleet. No more than a quarter inch of ice. Well, you know, that's enough to fall on your butt. So, you just can't ever. You know, the only reason there is weather is because it gives people like disc jockeys something to talk about. That's the whole deal with that. Here's what we don't get to very often, the Singing Hills Polka. This is Jake Derlink. Thank you. Jake Durlink there. That is the Singing Hills Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Spinning the polka records here. Got another kind of grungy record coming up here in just a second. But first, let's talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit, should the opportunity present itself. And if it doesn't, maybe the opportunity should present itself, huh? You know, you could just make it a destination and head up this way. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. 1,400 accordions and concertinas jammed in there. They're not really jammed. They're all nicely displayed. But think of the weight in that building. Oh, they got a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of other displays, memorabilia, and historical stuff for you to look at if you need to do some research on the music or the instruments or the people. A great place for information. You can check out the gift shop. They have one of the only places left in the world with an accordion and concertina repair and technician school. Check them out. Springtime's coming, you know. The good weather is on the way. And pretty soon this whole virus thing is going to be past us and we're going to be traveling again. In the meantime, you can check them out online at worldofaccordions.org, all right? worldofaccordions.org. Take a look, all right? Let's do one from the Tempo Knights. This is the Tempo Knights with a K, like the Knights of Shining Polka. No, that'd be a good name for a band, though. This is called Polka Slovenian Style. So you know that Slovenian style because it's the name of the song. Polka Slovenian Style, the Tempo Knights here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad to have you along for another ride. I am into the archives of Polka 45s this week. I'm telling you. You know, I've had people mention to me including a wonderful video message from a listener in La Crosse, Wisconsin, a couple of weeks ago, that they hear songs on this show that you don't normally hear on other polka programs, and I think I know why. Because on this show, first of all, I only play records, so if your band's stuff was never re-released on a CD or available as a digital download, a lot of the modern folks aren't playing it because they don't use record players anymore. But the magic is, in 45 RPM records, you know, any band back in the day could make a 45, get a few hundred dollars together, and you could go in a studio or even record it yourself and have some records pressed up. And a lot of the smaller bands would do that. And they may only put out one 45 or maybe two 45s out of their entire existence as a band. Maybe they played together for 5 years, and over that time they got around to making a couple of 45s. Well, that's not enough to put together an album, certainly not enough to put together a CD later on. So a lot of this stuff is just languishing in people's basements and old jukeboxes waiting for me to come along and find them and clean them up and put them on the show here. So there's a lot of groups that you rarely hear just because they didn't make albums, which didn't lead to their being CDs and digital downloads. So I think that's how we wind up with some bands you may never have heard of here on the show, or that you rarely hear anywhere. Because because I like playing 45s instead of albums because it's easier. There's a little bit of my laziness coming out. You hear a lot of the smaller bands and the bands that didn't make a lot of records on the show. So there you go. All right, Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band are up next. And with a name like the Thumb Area Band, you know they're from Michigan. The record company has a record, has an address on it in Wyandotte, Michigan. Is that how you say that? Why? How do you spell it? I can't read the label from here. The printing is too small and it's already on the record paper. Wyandotte. Could be Wyandotte, Michigan. Or Wyandotte. I have no idea. But anyway, they're from Michigan. It's Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band. And this is the 7 days and seven nights polka. You don't hear a lot from Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band, do you? No, no, you don't. That's 7 days, seven nights polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Remember, you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. There are a lot of ways to do it. You know, technology leaves many ways to get things done. You can send us an email. That's easiest. It's just zumpahour@aol.com. Or you can leave a phone message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. And the nice thing about that is once the text gets in the machine, if I forget about it, I can look it up again real quick because it's right there. But yeah, 218-259-2985. You can leave a phone message or a text to that message. Or look us up on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, where every once in a while I do actually remember to upload the playlist for the upcoming week. So you can look and go, oh, there's one I want to be sure to listen for next week. And I don't always remember, but I try. So we'll see if I do it this week or not, but we'll see. All right, now Eddie Zima is one of those guys that made a lot of records. You get his records on albums and CDs and all sorts of ways. And time for the first waltz of the show this week. Eddie Zima and the orchestra. Here's Lucy's Wisconsin Waltz. All right, there you have it there, Lucy's Wisconsin Waltz, first waltz of the show. Maybe we'll have a couple this week. I always promise at least one, so now I feel that my promise has been fulfilled and I can safely move on. Anyway, Eddie Zima and the orchestra here on the Oompa Hour. Now, this next record, when I hear of it, I always think this song title. I generally connect to Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. I do when I hear the Baby Doll Polka, but this version is the Imperials.
My baby doll, I love you, my baby doll, you're my can give me some, cause you are my baby doll. Won't you be my baby doll? I love you, my baby doll. You're my sweetheart now. You are my baby doll. Won't you be my baby doll? I love you, my baby doll. You're my sweetheart.
All right, there you have the Imperials doing the Baby Doll Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hopefully, make you stop thinking about things like coronaviruses and quarantines and isolation and how many times you wash your hand every day. About 362, huh? Yeah, hand sanitizer is now my new favorite smell. Oh, man. You want to talk about stress, though? My wife is a nurse, so she has a very stressful day every day because nurses are right now, of course, working over the top to prevent, you know, germs from getting anywhere and all that stuff. So I think a big Oompa Hour salute to all the nurses and all the medical professionals and people out there that are busting their butts to try to take care of the rest of us. And, man, there's a lot of other people doing stuff that are making things try to be as normal as possible. Think all the guys driving those trucks delivering all that stuff to everybody and all those dudes working in the grocery stores. You know, because people got to eat no matter what. There's a lot of people out there. Salute to everybody out there that's doing their part. And to the rest of you, wash your hands, do what you're supposed to, and listen to more polkas on the radio and the streams and stuff. Because you don't have to go anywhere to do that. You could just dance right there. Even if you're home alone, you could dance right there in your living room or something. And since this is not a record, it's not going to skip. I'll take care of the keeping the records from skipping part, and you work on the dancing part, all right? Here's the Red Beer Polka. This is Bill's Polka Boys. There you go, Bill's Polka Boys there. That's the Red Beer Polka. Now, hang on here. On the record, it says that Charlie Murta and Bobby Dornack were doing the singing on that one. So I figure they went to all the trouble to print their names on the record. I should probably give them credit as the singers. Apparently, members of Bill's Polka Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, let's have a little blast from the past, shall we? How many of y'all remember when the 45 RPM record was introduced? That was like 1949. If you remember that, when the 45 was first introduced, RCA came out with them. The original records, when they first came out, were pressed on color vinyl. And the color of the record indicated what kind of record it was. And I don't remember now. It's like classical music, I want to say was red. Is that wrong? And country and western was on blue vinyl. Children's records were on yellow vinyl. They had better names for it. It was like golden vinyl and lilac violet vinyl. But they were all color-coded. So if you grabbed a green record, you knew that you were going to get what they called world music. I got a waltz coming up here on a green RCA 45 from 1949. That's how old this record is, and it still plays, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure you could play it on something modern nowadays, but what fun would that be? Where would the challenge be in that? But yeah, all the records came from RCA, the 45s, when they first came out in different colors. And then you would know what kind of records you had, and you could stack them up by color on your record changer. Anyway, this is Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. This is a green RCA 45, and I like the idea of having them all different colors back then, but what I didn't like is the labels then were the same color as the record. So this green see-through record has a dark green label, and they used a very light gold printing with very fine, thin, little bitty letters, and they're almost impossible to read. They were hard to read back in 1949, and now that they've faded some, it's almost impossible. And I can tell that this is Land O'Lakes Sweetheart by Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. But then on the record, it says vocals by, and I always like to give credit if the credit's printed on the record, you know, and I can't read it to save my life. I suppose if I went and got a magnifying glass and a floodlight or something, I'd be able to read it. But anyway, you don't hear this one very often, especially off of a genuine 1949-45. There's Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra, Waltzers, if you're ready.
With eyes so blue, oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, with heart so true, from the land of blue waters and climate so fine, oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, for you I pine. I'm wondering how you are as I sit here tonight, and you by blue waters bathe in moonlight so bright. Does the wind in the pines bring my message of love? Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, heed its call from above. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, with eyes so blue. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, with heart so true. To the land of blue waters I soon shall return. Oh, Land O'Lakes, sweetheart, I'll never more yearn.
All right, there you have it. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, Land O'Lakes Sweetheart, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'd still like to try to give credit to the singer there. Hang on. Wait a minute. I got a flashlight sitting here on the counter, and I have a second pair of reading glasses. You know what that means. Hang on here. Let me clean the dust off these glasses here. If I put on two pairs of reading glasses and I get this flashlight out, I may be able to tell you who is singing, because I feel like they should get credit. All right, Johnny Vadnall and his Red Raven Orchestra, vocal refrain by Leo Woban, W-O-B-A-N. So way to go, Leo Woban, for that beautiful singing job, and Lawrence Dukow and the band on the Land O'Lakes Sweetheart Waltz on an old green-colored 1949 RCA Victor record. Now let me get all these extra glasses off so I can see my normal stuff. Put this record back in the sleeve where it belongs. And now we can move on here in the Oompa Hour. Ah, some days you got to go the extra mile. Here's Johnny Vadnall and the band. This is the Jazz Time Polka. All right, there you have it. Jazz Time Polka, Johnny Vadnall and the band. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck are you doing? I'm about halfway through this stack of records already. Actually, we're a little over halfway through the show. Man, time goes by fast every now and then. Here's the Golden Tones and the Take Me Baby Polka.
Come on and take me, baby. Don't stay, maybe.
There you have it there, the Golden Tones. Take me, baby, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show on Le Mans Records. I suppose if you're in France, you say Le Mans. Le Mans? Isn't that what they say? That's that race, because it's got a picture of a race car on the record label here. Out of Hicksville, New York, it says. So there you have it. We're from all over the country here on the Oompa Hour. I always try to mix up the records, newer, older, all the different ethnicities that I can work into a show, Polish, Slovenian, German, whatever. Those are the three main ones that I try to find. But obviously there are others that don't have nearly as many records, but I sneak them in there when I can. And then there are some groups I tend to avoid because they're so common. Like you hear a million Frankie Yankovic records, you hear a million Whoopi John records, you hear a million Six Fat Dutchman record. And I think sometimes I overcompensate by avoiding them too much. So, with that said, I have a Six Fat Dutchman record up next. Oh, you probably recognize this one. Here's the Champagne Polka. There you go there. It's Six Fat Dutchman. That's the Champagne Polka. And, man, I was trying to find it. These records are not long enough sometimes. There's I have somewhere in my archive of stuff a recording of a spoof commercial for the Wally Pedrofsky School for the Accordion. And it uses that song in the background of the commercial, which is actually wrong because that was clearly a concertina, not an accordion, so it didn't make any sense anyway. And I was like, where did I put that commercial? And I have it on a tape someplace. And I was trying to find it so I could quick play it. But I'll tell you a secret. 2.5 minutes is not enough time for me to find anything in this place. So if I stumble upon it before the show is over this week, I'll sneak it in there. But it's a fake commercial. And I'll see if I can find it. But I make no promises. Now, this has got to be one of those bands that made like maybe one record. Maybe two. I only have one, and I have thousands and thousands of polka records. I have Ken Powell and the Headliners. Now, that's on KP Records, which would be Ken Powell's initials. And the record label, you remember looking at phonograph records, they would have some sort of decorative label in pretty fonts and things. This one, and I'm not kidding you, looks like it was made by rolling the label into a typewriter and typing it. And not only that, Headliners was spelled wrong, and it's been corrected with a fountain pen. Not a ballpoint pen or a magic marker, but a fountain pen, because you can tell, you know, because it's got that ink that kind of shows through a little bit, and you can just tell that it's fountain pen ink. So they probably didn't make a whole lot of records. And when's the last time you saw a Ken Powell record? Never. Here's Ken Powell and the Headliners. This is the Walnuto Polka. And while you listen, I'm going to go see if I can't find that commercial. So here we go. There you go, Ken Powell there, and the Headliners. The Walnuto Polka. Apparently, they would like you to bring back Walnutos. Remember those? They used to be on. Remember the old TV show Laughing? Ruth Buzzy played the little old lady, and what's his name? Artie. All I'm coming up with is Artie Shawn. I know that's not what I want. Artie, you could see him. He used to do that little German guy, too. I can't think of his name. Oh, man. See, that's what happens. You start forgetting stuff when you get old. Anyway, he used to play the little old man would come sit next to her on the park bench. And he'd always say something like, would you like a Walnuto? And she'd smack him with her purse. Remember that? Anyway, Ken Powell and the Headliners here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Now, in the back of my mind, something is telling me that I played the Dinah Dukes last week. Is that possible? Or maybe it was the week before. Maybe it's all a blur sometimes. And it's in the stack of records that I got ready for this week's show. So it must be right, huh? Here's the Dinah Dukes and the ever popular Try It, You'll Like It polka.
On Saturdays, I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, and no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance, and this is what he said. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. So I tried it and I liked it. Now I play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay. I have friends who have a band and they play rock and roll. I told them about polkas and they said it had no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. So
they tried it and they liked it. Now they play them every day. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. The polka's here to stay. I saw some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance. Try if you'll like it. Try if you'll like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they dance it every day. Try if you'll like it, try if you'll like it, try if you'll like it, the polka's here to stay. My friends out there in music land, don't condemn what you haven't tried. Come out to a polka dance, don't stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill. Try if you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. If you try it, you might like it. Then you'll play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
There you have it, Dinah Dukes there. Try it, you like it, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Sailing through another stack of great 45s here on a rainy day here in northern Minnesota. Hopefully things are looking better where you are at this time. I don't know where you are or when you're listening to the show anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Now, this next record, I think I pulled out a week ago to play, and I may have played the other side, and I thought I had too many waltzes in one of the shows, so I kept this record out to play in the future, and welcome to the future. Here's Eddie and the Slovenes with a waltz for us. This is Kiss Me Tonight.
Kiss me tonight while the moon shines so bright.
Singing tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Singing tra-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Sing tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la.
Shine so bright.
Sing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Sing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Thank you.
There you go. A little Kiss Me Tonight, Eddie and the Slovenes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show coming up. A record that is somewhat self-prophetizing. Profiting? It told the future. I don't know, but anyway, I'll explain it after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right. Now, first of all, let me tell you, there's no way I'm going to find that spoof commercial for the accordion school before the end of the show. It's just not going to happen. But I'm going to make a mental note. That was it. I'll try to remember to find it by next week, just because it's funny and it's polka. And I think I played it on the show 3 or 4 years ago, and maybe I'll be able to dig it up again. All right, now I told you I had a record. It's kind of a fortune-telling record. This next record comes out of an old box of records that I found, so it's a little bit scratchy, but I've tested it and it works. But it's from an old box of polka records. And oddly enough, it's called the Old Box Polka. So it's a song about the box that it came out of. I don't know. It made sense to me. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra there, the Old Box Polka out of an old box of polka records. Seemed fitting to me. All right, let's squeak one more in here. Not a traditional polka group. If you remember, Russ Morgan and his orchestra back in the 40s and 50s had a lot of hit records. Popular group, did a couple of polkas. We have one of them, Russ Morgan, singing along with the Morgan Airs. How predictable is that, huh? Here's the, let's see, did I go with the Prairie Polka or did I flip it over? I flipped it over. We're doing the Cornflower Polka. Ah, yes, you got to get it right. Decide which side of the record you're playing, for Pete's sake.
I'm in love with the cornflower, my future's looking fine. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine. When we dance, her skirts really swirl, my head's in a whirl, oh boy, what a girl. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine.
They played a tune they called the tulip. You sang a song about a rose. You did a dance you called me tulip, with lovely music goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called fleur-de-lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka? I've got my cornflower with me. Song about a rose. You did a dance, you called me tulip, with lovely music goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called fleur-de-lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka? I've got my
All right, there you go, Russ Morgan and the orchestra there with Russ singing along with his group, the Morganaires. How original is that, anyway? Look at the old clock on the wall. We've run out of time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. The time just goes sailing by. I don't know how it happens.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. To the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I'll go find another stack of records. Meet me back here, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.